Welcome to the second this hour's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram for Saturday, and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Small Library Bites of West Texas Radio and Meldon's on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
No one else knows snow cones like Bentley Lafoy. At just 14 years old, the Midland native started working in a local stand, working from his home to the four-walled, minuscule building and back every day. After marrying fellow Midlander Katie Lafoy 2 years ago, the duo knew they wanted to open their own business and started brainstorming ideas with friends and family. Naturally, a snow cone stand came out on top. Over the last year, the husband-wife team purchased a good-sized white trailer, tons of inventory, made a business plan, picked a logo and theme, courtesy of Katie's sister-in-law, Ellie, and made connections that ultimately helped them open what we know as Melted Snow Company. Energetic, vibrant rainbow colors and an iconic, dripping smiley face make up the shop's decor and overall modern and attractive vibe, an aspect Brentley focused heavily on. Quote, we want it to be happy, inviting, and we want people to come here and feel like this is just such a cool thing, end quote. The Lubbock Christian University alum explained. Quote, we also wanted to offer products and toppings that a lot of places don't, like the cola gummy bears or the shark gummies, end quote. As of now, Melted will be open through the late summer. To stay up to date on weekly specials and themes, follow the family-run crew on their aesthetically pleasing Instagram at Melted Snow Company, www.instagram.com/Melted Snow Company. Hours run from noon to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 1 to 8 p.m. Sundays. Melted can be found at 214 West Texas Avenue, corner of West Texas Avenue and Lorraine Street. Walk up and drive through available. Frozen Bites. Nearly 40 flavors make up the choices at Melted. Classics include Tiger's Blood, Blue Coconut, Vanilla, Cherry, Apple, Lemon, Pink, Bubblegum, Cotton Candy, and more. For creative flavors, check out Bahama Mama, Ice Cream, Cola, Wedding Cake, Passion Fruit, Strawberry Cheesecake, Tutti Frutti, Pickle, and tons of others. Sugar-free flavors include Blue Raspberry, Coconut, Grape, Tiger's Blood, Watermelon, and Wedding Cake. While dye-free includes Bubblegum, Cherry, Coconut, Grape, Pina Colada, and Strawberry. Yet the real fun comes from what Melted calls, quote, specials, end quote. These delicious treats come piled high with extra goodies, flavor combinations, toppings, and more. The 10 specials menu items include Roy G. Biv, Blue Coconut, Strawberry Banana, Rainbow Belt Candy, Whipped Cream, Fairy Floss, Cotton Candy, Blue Bubble Gum, Sprinkles, Cotton Candy, Pool Party, Blue Coconut, Gummy Bears, Peach Rings, Dolly, Wedding Cake, Pink Bubble Gum, Cream, Pink Sprinkles, Space Cowboy, Lemon, Blue Raspberry, Sour Spray, Rainbow Belt Candy, Once in a Melon, Watermelon, Chamoy, Tagine, Lime Juice, Pickle Sickle, Buyer's Flavor Choice, Chamoy, Tagine, Pickles, Strawberry and Cream, Strawberry Cheesecake, Cream, Ice Cream, Whipped Cream, The Rig, Root Beer, Cream, Ice Cream, Whipped Cream, Cherry, and Ola Cola, Cola, Cherry, Cream, Ice Cream, Cola Gummies. Other topping options include caramel and chocolate drizzle, marshmallow sauce, an array of candies, seasonings, juices, and more. Base prices start out at $4.25 for a tiny, 8 ounces, up to $6 for a large, 20 ounces, and increase based on selections. Melted also offers freeze-dried Skittles and Jolly Ranchers. If you're like me, that probably doesn't sound very appealing and kind of weird. However, one Skittle is all it took for me to be hooked, and the same will happen to you. Cold Sips. Beyond their ice-based sweet treats, Melted offers 4 pop specials. Here, flavors are mixed with sodas and topped with goodies for a liquid delicious experience. Sizes include regular, 32 ounces, $3.50, and large, 44 ounces, $4. Cowboy Cola, Coke or Dr. Pepper, Vanilla, Cream, Staycation, Sprite, Pina Colada, Cream, Pick Your Pop, Buyer's Soda Choice, Cherry or Vanilla, Lime Slice, and Spicy Chica. Topo Chico, Tagine, Chamoy, Lime Slice. Daily from 2 to 4 p.m. is happy hour with half off the pop. Overall vibes. I've met a lot of amazing local business owners during my time in Midland, but never any close to my age. At just 24 years old, Brentley and Katie are actively trying to positively impact the community they grew up in and continue to love. Sure, that may seem a little dramatic to say about a snow cone stand, but Brentley and Katie are proud of where they come from and showcase that pride by creating a space for Midlanders of all ages to enjoy not only a tasty summer snack, but also interact with community members resembling hard work and dedication. Furthermore, Melted is a family-run business. With Brentley's sister helping out in the stand, Melted is just another example of the family-oriented community we're all lucky to call home. To not support the LaFoy's and their forward-thinking, contemporary ways would be a mistake. And to not devour a Melted Snow company creation in this West Texas heat, well, that's just dumb. IPAA, Oil and Gas Needs to Broaden Base of Support. As the nation's oil and gas producers face increased regulations and negative public sentiment, they were urged to seek support from non-traditional sources. Quote, we don't do a good job of talking to the industries that help us. End quote. Dan Natz, Chief Operating Officer and Executive Vice President, Independent Petroleum Association of America, told attendees at the Permian Basin Regulatory Seminar. Service companies, railroads, manufacturers, construction companies all rely on the oil and gas industry, he said as he opened the annual conference presented by Petroleum Professional Development Center and the Permian Basin Petroleum Association. Quote, we need to talk to them instead of talking to ourselves, end quote, Nance continued. Quote, we don't make an effort because we think they don't care. They just want cheap gas or because they don't understand what we do. We need to tell them what it means if government actions stop the Permian Basin, if government action stops offshore production, end quote. The choices made today regarding energy policy will have an impact on U.S. and global economies for years, he warned. Quote, we are at an inflection point. Will we have energy choices or will we have an energy constraints, end quote, he asked. As the IPAA continues to advocate for independent oil and natural gas producers, Nance said the association is closely watching events in what he called a capital, quote, on a razor's edge, end quote, of stalemate of a House and Senate almost evenly split between the two political parties. The budget deficit and current face-off over the debt ceiling is a top concern, with Nance noting that interest payments on the debt will soon be the largest line item in the nation's budget, overshadowing defense spending. The impact could be huge, he said. Secondly, IPAA continues to pursue permitting reform, particularly of programs like the National Environmental Policy Act and Endangered Species Act. Receiving permits for anything from drilling on federal lands to production facilities to pipelines has become challenging, he said, and changes are needed to litigation regulations, quote, so every project isn't tied up in the courts, end quote. Renewable energy companies are finding they're coming up against the same challenges the oil and gas industry has faced, he said. He said the IPAA is also working with agencies it hasn't worked with in the past, like the Securities and Exchange Commission, which is planning regulations to require companies to disclose the financial impact of climate change on their operations. Since Russia invaded Ukraine last year, he said the tone seems to have changed as the realization that oil and gas is vital to national security, energy security, even global security, sets in. Quote, the shale revolution turns the U.S. into an energy superpower. Without shale, we would be in a very different position after the invasion, end quote, Nance said. Quote, the policy decisions made today, we're at an inflection point as to where we go and how we get there. Are we going to be smart about increasing oil and gas production? Are we going to be smart about finding new energy sources? We're part of that solution, end quote. Road bond to have funds left for more repairs. The city of Midland is set to begin the final planned project of the 2017 road bond. Engineering Services Director Jose Ortiz told the Reporter-Telegram that the utility portion of the Main Street project will come before the Midland City Council later this month. Main Street is the last of the 26 planned projects from the road bond, a $100 million voter-approved initiative to improve the quality of roads across the community. On the City of Midland's road bond website, https://www.midlandtexas.gov/roadbond, it shows 20 of the 26 projects are completed. Ortiz said the City of Midland will approve the last $25 million of the debt from the road bond, but he also stated that even with Garfield Street and Main Street improvements to be completed, the city expects to finish the five-phase road bond under budget. Ortiz said, enough money should be left over to take care of projects on Wadley Avenue between Garfield and I, and possibly a stretch of golf course road, beginning where the road hits the draw in Old Midland and moving westward toward Andrews Highway. Ortiz stated that road bond plans from last decade actually included eight phases, not five, and a higher price tag. City leaders at the time wanted to put a lower bond in front of voters to show what the city of Midland could accomplish. The Wadley Avenue project is designed, Ortiz said, and of course, the city would be mindful of how other projects in older Midland, like Garfield, Big Spring Street, and Main Street, are progressing before greenlighting Wadley. Ortiz also acknowledged the balancing act that is getting projects done in a timely fashion and having too many roads under construction in a community like Midland, where older streets are already burdened with traffic greater than what city planners expected decades ago. Ortiz said waiting too long is a factor as inflation is increasing the cost of projects. Other road construction items. Ortiz told the Reporter-Telegram that he expects the Big Spring Street project from Interstate 20 to Loop 250 to start this summer. The Texas Department of Transportation is responsible for this project. Along with wrapping up the road bond, the City of Midland will work on a Fairgrounds Road project from Loop 250 north to Mockingbird. Completion of that stretch of road will connect Fairgrounds from Loop 250 to Occidental in far northeast Midland. Another project will be the extension of Wadley Avenue in far west Midland. Ortiz said that project will provide two lanes in each direction from around the Stonegate Fellowship area to State Highway 158. Later in the year, he expected the widening of Briarwood Avenue in far northwest Midland to begin. That project would extend Briarwood, formerly County Road 60, from Avalon to Trova Boulevard. The state of Texas is expected to take care of the intersection at Briarwood and State Highway 158, completing the transformation of that road. Community Roundup, MISD Kindergarten Roundup. Midland ISD's Kindergarten Roundup week is set for Monday through Friday. Quote, Kinder Roundup, end quote, is an opportunity for families of next year's incoming kindergartners to get familiar with their future school and receive assistance with enrollment. These events give parents the opportunity to tour the campus, talk to the principal, meet the teachers, and complete forms for next year. To learn when events are happening, families can contact their neighborhood elementary school for dates and times or visit midlandisd.net/enroll. Then click on the Kindergarten Roundup section. Not sure what campus you should attend? Check out the school finder at midlandisd.net/apply. Families can begin the enrollment process by visiting midlandisd.net/enroll. This will guide parents through the process, which includes creating a family account on Skyward, where enrollment will take place. 17th Annual Permian Basin Rite of Silence. The 17th Annual Permian Basin Rite of Silence will take place Wednesday, starting and ending at the Mid-Cities Community Church, located at 8700 State Highway 191. Quote, we will ride on the 191 service road, stopping at the Ghost Bike Memorial sites to render honors, end quote, a news release stated. Organizers are asking that participants to arrive by 6:45 p.m. to ensure a 7 p.m. start so as to align with the worldwide participants. The event mourns cyclists already killed by motorists, raises awareness among motorists, police, and city officials of cyclists on the road, have motorists know we only want to share the road we ride on and show that cyclists are not going away. City of Midland requests feedback. The City of Midland is in the process of searching for a new city manager and is seeking input from residents about the traits, qualities, and experience residents would like to see in the next city manager. The survey should take no more than 10 minutes to complete, and all responses are completely anonymous. The survey will remain open through June 4th, 2023. To complete the survey, access the following link, https://forms.office.com/r/HU17NASGDU. Upcoming meetings, Commissioner's Court. On or after 8:30 a.m., Monday Commissioner's Courtroom, Midland County Courthouse, 500 North Lorraine Street. Planning and Zoning, 3:30 p.m. Monday, Council Chamber, City Hall, 300 North Lorraine Street. Midland ISD, 5:30 p.m. Monday, Bowie Fine Arts Academy, 805 Elk Avenue. Midland College, 4 p.m. Tuesday, Gibson Boardroom. Community calendar. Basin PBS, Main Street Live, May 19th, 203 North Main Street. Carver Junior-Senior High School Reunion, June 15th through 18th. The Beach Boys at the Education Foundation, ECISD Annual Concert, July 27th, Ector County Coliseum. Midland ISD Bond Committee. The following is a list of Bond Planning Committee meetings, which are open to the public to attend. All meetings are scheduled to begin at 6 p.m., and future meeting dates are as follows. Bunch Elementary, June 1st at 700 South Jackson Street, June 20th at a location TBD. MISD's Bond Planning Committee website will be updated with more information as the process continues. You can find it at midlandisd.net/bond. What's up with Midland? The Blue Door. Casey Greathouse plus dessert. Board class. Saturday. Live music with Dave Martinez, May 27th. Centennial Park. Max Music Fest, Saturday. Movies in the Park, May 19th. Music in the Park, May 20th. The Destination. Clay Hollis, Saturday. Open Mic Night, May 18th. Eccentric Brewing Company. Telltale Sundressed, Saturday. Horseshoe. UTPB Spring Commencement, Saturday. Spring into Summer Show, May 19th through 20th. Project Graduation, May 27th. Maverick Players. Gargoyles and Scarecrow Sins, Saturday. Midland Community Theater, Rock of Ages, Saturday. Museum of the Southwest, Downtown Midland Farmers Market, every Saturday. The Tailgate, Modern Pop-Up Vendor Market, Saturday. Easton Corbin, May 19th. Crawfish Cook-Off, May 20th. Tall City Brewing Company, WTXFC Home Kickoff Party, Wednesday. Live music with Kyle Reed, May 20th. Brew Jitsis, May 28th. Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, Back to the Future in Concert, May 20th. Death Notices. Octavio Olivas. Octavio Olivas, 90, passed away on Wednesday, May 10th, 2023. Viewing will be Monday, May 15th, 2023, from 9:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., with a prayer service at 7 o'clock p.m. at Llewellyn Garcia Pipkin Funeral Home and Chapel. Funeral services will be Tuesday, May 16th, 2023, at 10 o'clock a.m., also at Llewellyn Garcia Pipkin Funeral Home and Chapel. Burial will follow at Rest Haven Memorial Park. Funeral services under the direction of Llewellyn Garcia Pipkin Funeral Home and Chapel. Family messages and condolences may be emailed to pipkin at nts-online.net, or you can visit our website at www.llewellyngarciapipkinfh.com. Timothy Thompson Sr. Timothy Thompson Sr., 89, passed away on Tuesday, May 9th, 2023 in Midland. A visitation will be held 5 o'clock p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Tuesday, May 23rd, 2023 at Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory. Funeral services will take place at 11 o'clock a.m. Wednesday, May 24th, 2023 at First Presbyterian Church of Midland. Burial will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. Thursday, May 25th, 2023 at the Coleman Cemetery in Coleman, Texas. Arrangements are under the direction of Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory in Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Tomas Marquez Flores. Tomas Marquez Flores, 82, passed away with his family by his side on Monday, May 8, 2023. The family will receive friends from 7 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m., Friday, May 19, 2023, at the branch at Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home in Midland. A funeral service will take place at 2 o'clock p.m. Saturday, May 20th, 2023, at First Methodist Church Sanctuary in Midland. Burial to follow at Serenity Memorial Gardens. Arrangements are under the direction of Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory in Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Obituaries. Rose Mary Holm. Rose Mary Holm of Midland, Texas, passed away peacefully on Wednesday, May 10th, 2023, at 10:54 a.m. at 68 years. Rose was born on May 22nd, 1954, in Ohio, to Nelson and Opal Sims. Rose is survived by her husband, James V. Holm, Jr., her three children, James V. Holm III, Michael Holm, Mary King, and her husband, Mitch King, sisters Betty Justice and Cheryl Lemunyon, brother Nelson Sims, along with grandchildren Skylar Marks and husband Seth, Lathan King, Reese King, and two great-grandchildren, as well as many cousins, nieces, and nephews. Rose is preceded in death by her mother, Opal Sims, and her father, Nelson Sims. Services will be on Friday, May 19th, 2023 at 10 a.m. at First Baptist Church, 2104 West Louisiana Avenue, Midland, Texas, 79701. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations may be made to the American Liver Foundation at liverfoundation.org. Stephen Marshall Hawkins. Stephen Marshall Hawkins, 72, of Meadow Lakes, passed away on Sunday, May 7th, 2023 in Round Rock, Texas, after a brief battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, May 12th, at First Baptist Church of Marble Falls, with Senior Pastor Dr. Ross Chandler officiating. Burial service will follow at Marble Falls Cemetery. Arrangements are by Clements Wilcox Funeral Home. Steve was born in Odessa, Texas, to Charles Leslie and Emma Faye Hawkins on August 16, 1950. Steve is preceded in death by his mother and father, Les and Faye Hawkins of Midland. Steve is survived by his loving wife, Candy Hawkins of Meadow Lakes, his daughter, Cassie Marie Morgan, of whom he was most proud, and husband Ben Morgan of Georgetown. And the joy of his life, his granddaughter, Madeline Morgan of Georgetown, his sister, Sarah Draper, and her husband, David Draper of Midland, and several nieces and nephews. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to First Baptist Church of Marble Falls Missions Project. TCEQ, waiting to see what EPA will do. Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. Permian still faces redesignation as non-attainment from EPA. The Environmental Protection Agency may have postponed a decision on redesignating the Permian Basin as in non-attainment of national ambient air quality standards for ozone, but that hasn't closed the door on the possibility. Quote, we're waiting to see what the EPA will do, end quote. Craig Pritzlaff, director of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality's Office of Compliance and Enforcement. Addressing the Permian Basin Environmental Regulatory Seminar, presented by Midland College's Petroleum Professional Development Center and the Permian Basin Petroleum Association, he said such a redesignation would implement numerous new requirements that TCEQ would, quote, vigorously investigate, end quote. The EPA sets the ambient standards and the TCEQ monitors them, he explained. When the prospect of redesignation was raised last summer, Donna Huff, TCEQ's Deputy Director, Air Quality Division, said it would add costs to industries and cities to meet attainment standards and could force cities to either find more resources for development projects or forego projects. Midland Mayor Lori Blong, then a member of the City Council, said the city could find itself having to choose between developing road infrastructure or oil and gas development. Quote, non-attainment could restrict our ability to grow, end quote, she warned last summer. Quote, and the potential consequences are not short-lived. There's 20-plus years of potential impact, end quote. In response to a question, he said he did not know what data the EPA has, but state law does not require stationary monitors in the Permian Basin to measure ozone. He did offer positive news to his audience, telling them that collaboration between the agency and industry, quote, has led to huge success in the Permian Basin, end quote. He showed a slide pointing to a significant downturn in emissions. He called it, quote, a testament to the work you are doing to improve your facilities and invest in your operations. I've gotten reports of $200 million in investments in improvements, end quote. The TCEQ oversees air and water quality, and waste disposal and cleanup activities on land. Pritzlaff offered one anecdote about an emergency situation resulting from the pandemic. During the pandemic, he noted, numerous entrepreneurs began making hand sanitizer. Hand sanitizer, he pointed out, is made of potentially hazardous materials and is highly flammable. The agency was called out to a site where thousands of boxes of hand sanitizer had been dumped and caught fire. Quote, that's a river of hand sanitizer, and it's on fire, end quote, he said of the video that was indeed showing flowing hand sanitizer on fire. The agency is sending to Midland one of its rapid response vehicle equipped with air monitoring technology that can monitor air in real time. Other technology in its toolkit includes unmanned aerial vehicles, commonly known as drones. Demand concerns send oil prices lower for fourth week. Demand concerns continued to pressure crude prices, which posted a fourth weekly decline. West Texas Intermediate on the New York Mercantile Exchange fell 3 of 5 trading days this week. Prices began the week with upward momentum, opening trading with a $1.82 gain, followed by a 55-cent gain Tuesday. Prices then turned negative, falling $1.15 Wednesday, an additional $1.69 Thursday, and closed the week dropping 83 cents to end at $70.04 per barrel, down from $71.34 at last Friday's close. The posted price ended the week at $66.52, according to Plains All American. Natural gas prices showed a gain on the NYMEX, dropping just 2 of 5 trading days. Henry Hub futures started the week by rising 10 cents and adding 3 more cents Tuesday. After retreating 7 cents Wednesday, prices rose 7.6 cents to end the week at $2.266 per MCF, up from $2.137 at last Friday's close. The Energy Information Administration said this week it was lowering its oil price forecast in its May short-term energy outlook because of rapid declines in oil prices at the end of April and early May. Between April 12th and May 4th, the price of WTI fell $15 a barrel, the agency noted. Also pressuring prices were concerns about China's economic growth, concerns about a U.S. recession, turmoil in the banking sector, and higher-than-expected oil flows from Russia, which have added to global supplies. Despite downward revisions in our forecast, we expect that a drop in OPEC production and seasonal increases in demand will slightly raise prices over the next few months, end quote, the agency said in its outlook. EIA forecasts Brent prices will rise from $74 in May to $79 in September, before declining slightly to average $78 in the fourth quarter and $77 in the first quarter of 2024. With WTI following a similar path. Reuters reported that oil futures are down about 13% so far this year after rising 7% in 2022, while gas futures have plunged about 49% so far this year after rising about 20% last year. Oil prices followed equity prices lower this week, wrote Tim Waterer, chief market analyst at KCM Trade and a market analyst. Quote, the latest dip in the oil price can also be attributed to the underwhelming Chinese data seen in last week, which has raised more questions than answers regarding the trajectory of the Chinese recovery, end quote, he added. He noted that softer inflation and trade data this week created some anxiety for traders who have positioned portfolios on expectations of a stronger Chinese reopening. Quote, in addition, oil remains susceptible to further near-term downside the longer that U.S. debt ceiling discussions remain unresolved, end quote, he wrote.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.